Forward.
Well, this is my, which one?
Right here, is that
what you mean? If I had even more whiskers, you'd say I was growing
a beard.
This is my
mouth or lips, or something.
And this is a
tooth.
All of these are
teeth.
They fit into my
Your gums.
Mm-hmm. This is my
palm.
These are
fists.
In this wrist, there is a thing that lets it bend.
Knuckle bone or socket? Is that what you mean? Joint?
Yeah.
Joint.
This is my
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
And that area from back here up through here
is your thigh.
If a man can lift 200 pounds, you say he's
strong.
This means he has a great deal of
strength.
If a person laughs a great deal and takes a joke well, you say he's
jolly. What do you say?
And if a person kicks things, he walks into things with his feet, knocks things off tables.
Clumsy.
A person who never spends a penny is
a tightwad.
Your mother-in-law, at her age, does an amazing number of things. You can say she's
very active for her age.
And I'd say her mind is very good. You can say she's
her mind is normal or rational or functions well for her age. Or her mind is good.
And is there any particular word that refers to this?
No, I can't recall one.
Is the word peart or pert?
Peart. Yes, it could be used there. I've often thought of the word peart. I've heard the word used a lot, referring to some child or young person that was very active and was well in good physical condition. They'd say it's not very peart. In other words, the baby isn't too well. There's something wrong. It isn't very peart. I've heard that used a lot. And that's where I would apply the word. Used it at all.
Children sometimes don't like to go past graveyards at night, so you might say, oh, it's all right, there's nothing to be
afraid of, but nothing to be scared of.
What do they fear around the graveyard?
Ghosts.
And if these live in a house, you'd say the house is
haunted.
Excuse me?
Haunted.
A person who wears old dirty clothes all the time, never takes them off, takes no pride in his appearance, you'd say is
a tramp.
Any special term, any other term that would refer to his appearance, you'd say he's mighty
slouchy.
And a person who smokes and lets the ashes fall on his shirt and burn holes, you say is
messy.
Messy because he's what? He doesn't pay attention to a cigarette.
Careless.
A person who makes up his mind and doesn't change it under any circumstances is
fanatic, I would say.
Well, let's say he will seldom change it. Not quite fanatic, he's just
a radical person. Is that?
Well, I was thinking